People who shop at Boston Store could soon be seeing going out of business sales and the loss of 2,200 jobs in Wisconsin. That's because a bankruptcy court Wednesday approved the sale of Boston Store's parent, Bon-Ton Stores Incorporated, to a liquidation company. Milwaukee is home to the flagship Boston Store downtown and the corporate offices in the same building. Tom Dakin reports on commercial real estate and development for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He told WUWM's Marty Michelson that the demise of Boston Store doesn't come as a surprise. In fact, it dates back three decades.
I guess even going back to, the 80s and early 90s, as Kohl's began to acquire more market share, Kohl's obviously has fewer employees. They can run for less money, and as a result, they've been able to some extent undercut the Boston Stores of the world and gain market share at their expense. Then on top of that, as you know, in the last decade or so, especially online retailing has become much more popular, and that's responsible for the demise of a lot of retailers, including to a great extent Bon-Ton.
Are there remaining legacy department stores that are financially sound? And if so, what are they doing differently?
That's a good question. Macy's seems to be hanging in there. They obviously have a couple stores in our area at Southridge and Mayfair. You've got Von Maur. Again, I don't think it's setting the world on fire, but it's holding its own. At Mayfair, you have Nordstrom. So Macy's, Nordstrom, Von Maur all seem to be hanging in there. And I think what they have in common is perhaps a very high level of service at their stores. But, are they completely safe from these trends we've been discussing? I would argue probably not.
Are the Bon-Ton stores major anchors in malls, and therefore their closures will have a big impact on the mall's survival?
Yes, I mean, to both of your questions. I mean, they are an anchor in a lot of different malls, not the anchor, but if you just look at us locally, for example, let's look at Southridge. Southridge, until last fall, had a Sears store that closed. Now that, fortunately for Southridge and for the community of Greendale, that's now being redeveloped. A Dick's Sporting Goods, a Round One Entertainment, some other new businesses are going to go into that store. But Southridge also has a Kohl's, which it's losing because Kohl's is opting to open a store at the new 84 South mixed-use development in neighboring Greenfield. So Simon Property Group, which owns that mall, is going to have to, has been looking for new uses for that space, and now Simon is also going to have to look for new uses for the Boston store space at that mall. So it does present some challenges. Now Southridge is doing what a lot of malls have been doing. They are shifting away from traditional retail stores that sell products, such as clothing primarily, and more to businesses that sell, for lack of a better term, entertainment, Round One being an example of that. Brookfield Square, you've got the Sears that just closed literally, a month ago, that's going to be torn down and replaced by a Marcus Bistroplex, a combination restaurant and theater complex, as well as a Whirly Ball entertainment center. So those are some of the things mall operators are doing to try and replace the vanishing retail space.